Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Shalom, saints. So this is a special day, and I'm not going to keep you long, but I believe that there's some things that we just need to say about this occasion. There's some things that we need to say about mothers. Had it not been for motherhood, none of us would be here today. Absolutely nobody would be here today. And even if you are a test tube baby, the egg came from somewhere. Amen. So without that, we wouldn't be here. So go to Yohanan, because the word, there's so many references about motherhood in the word. And that's where we go to. We are the church for truth seekers. We seek truth in everything. And so there is the truth about motherhood. And so we want to connect with that this morning. I think one of the beautiful examples of just being a believer and walking as we all strive to walk is looking at the example of Yeshua. I mean, in every aspect of life, he was our example. He showed us how to walk this out. He showed us how to respond, and he showed us how to love. And when we look at this particular chapter and verse, John, the second chapter, or as we say in the Hebrew, his Hebrew name, Yohanan. As truth seekers, we are finding the truth in every name. We're finding the truth in every word. We're finding the truth in every concept. And so, let's go to the first verse of that second chapter. If you got it, say, I got it. All right. So it says, and the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Yeshua was there. And it said, and both Yeshua was called and his disciples to the marriage. So the beautiful thing is that when it says they were called to the marriage, tell your neighbor they were invited. They had their RSVP intact. They were expected to be there. And one of the cool things I love about this is that Yeshua was hanging out with his mama. He was. Do you really take time to hang out with your moms? You know, I say this because my mom is not here, and I wish I had hung out more. So I'm telling you today, if your mama is here, hang out with your mama. If she's living, hang out with her. Enjoy her presence. Let her know that you appreciate her. Let her know that you love her. Because you might not know how long you're going to have her. And so the beauty about Yeshua is that he had a purpose, right? We know what his purpose was. And even though he was Yahweh wrapped up in the flesh, the living word, right? I love to say this. Some people say he was 50% man and 50% Yahweh. He was 100% Yahweh and 100% man. He was the fullness thereof. That's who he was. And so the beauty is with all of that fullness of Yahweh, he still had a heart for his mama. So you ain't never too high and lifted up to honor your mama. Somebody say amen. If Yeshua can honor his mama, you can what? Honor yours. And so the third verse says, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Yeshua said unto him, they have no wine. Now, why is his mama worrying him about some wine? He was like, I just came because I was invited, but I ain't working. But his mom must have known something about her son, that whatever the problem was, that he could fix it. Because moms know. They know. They know the children. And they know what the capabilities are. They know what the, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? The potential. Some of y'all is here because your mama saw some potential in you. And she spent her life trying to pull it out of you. And some mamas are still spending their life trying to pull it out of you. Because they know what you can do. You was up inside of there for 9 months. So if nobody in the world knows you, your mama should know you. It's funny because when Stephanie was pregnant with Kennedy, when we would play music, that girl would move all around up in there. You know, and that's what we did. And then when she came out, she did the same thing. So your mama knows. And so it said, we have no wine. And Yeshua said unto her, woman. And let me explain something to you. In the Hebrew vernacular, it was not no disrespect for him to call her woman. Actually, it was a sign of respect that he acknowledged her for who she was created to be, woman. So somebody said, why'd he call her woman? He should have said mama. No, you call her mama. You living up here in 2015. But he said what? Woman. Right? It's like saying, you know, mother, giving that respect. What have I to do with thee? I ain't got nothing to do with this. And this is what he said. My hour is not yet come. What's that mean? He was like, I'm not supposed to be working right now. There's a work that's coming for me, but it's not supposed to happen now. But mama didn't take no for an answer. And so his mother said unto the servants, whatever he saith unto you to do, do it. Because she knew, moms knew what the what? Potential. What could happen. And so, and there sat 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Yeshua said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, but I love this part. I can't pass with this. Because he told them to fill them, and they what? They filled them to the brim. Can somebody say overflow? That's what it is. When you fill something to the brim, it's what? It's filling over, right? And that's what we should do. When Yahweh is asked us to do something, we should just do it. We just don't do it. Go over. And so it said, and he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it, presented it to him. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine. What does that mean? It means that usually they put the good wine out first. Let everybody get drunk and then put out the cheap wine. So if you don't understand what I'm saying, they put out the Dom Perignon first. And after everybody was well satisfied, then they pulled out the Boone Strawberry Hill. The cheap stuff, allegedly. And so they were saying, you know, usually people pull out the Dom Perignon, Perignon. That's just where I was. Usually they put that out, you know, and then put the cheap stuff out. But not only did they have the good stuff first, but it's the better stuff was at the end. That's how Yahweh is. The best is yet to come. That's just how he, how many of you have experienced that the best is yet to come? There's some more stuff that he wants to do. But what I want to illuminate here is that this became one of the first miracle that he performed. That started this whole demonstration of the power of Yahweh. And isn't it interesting how it came to be by Mama saying, handle this. Because what? Mother knows. Say mother knows. Mother knows. Right? Think about Mary. Think about what she had to go through to even have Yeshua. That the angel presented that to her and she wasn't wed yet. So she had to go through some what? Stuff. Right? She had to go through some extremes. And even she had to deal with the fact that Yosef was like, who the baby daddy? He was wrestling with that, right? But the angel had to let him know, that's a child of the Holy Ghost. Don't trip. But can you imagine the stress and the scrutiny that she was willing to go through to bring Yeshua into the world? Think about what your moms had to go through to bring you into this world. Anybody ever experienced labor? Karina? How long was that labor? 25 hours. Woo! That's deep. But you know the crazy thing about it? I'm not trying to get into a subject. I'm not trying to get off the subject, but I have to say this. Bruce Jenner was on the TV telling the world that he felt like a woman, that he always felt like a woman. Well, how does he know how it feels like a woman when he don't have no visitor every month? He ain't had to be in labor and go through all the cramps and nothing. All he know about women is pantyhose. But can the lady say there's more to being a woman than the pantyhose? Amen. Any women, strong women up in here, say there's more to being a mother, a woman, than that. Tell your neighbor, Bruce Jenner don't know nothing. I don't know what he's thinking about. He felt like a woman. Okay. You have no idea how that feels. And you know what? I don't ever want to know how that feels. Because I'm telling you right now, I can't handle it. Are you with me? Any brothers with me? Let's thank y'all about it. We don't know. I'm a man. I'm going to let you sisters worry about that and handle that. But you gotta acknowledge what woman isha. That's the Hebrew for woman isha. Mother ima. And a mom, just like say mom, means strength and courage. The Hebrew, the name mother signifies strength and courage. And even in the earlier writings where they were actually wrote the pictograms in the Hebrew, the mother symbol was a bull. Hey, it didn't mean stubborn. Didn't mean loudmouth. Didn't mean that. But it meant strength. Do we got strong women up in here? You know the Yahva has done some stuff for you, right? And so that's what we want to acknowledge, is that there's more to motherhood. And so let's go to Yohanan 19. Hallelujah. Our mothers, we don't give them the due respect. And even, let us sidestep motherhood. Women in general, we need to respect our women. Period. We need to respect them. We need to acknowledge them in a respectful way. And that's what I hate about this culture right now, is that, you know, they just say anything about women. Women were not created to be disrespected. Even in the Hebrew, the translation, it wasn't Adam was created or formed in the clay. But the woman, the word for when it said that she was made, she was built. That's the word. She wasn't created, but rather she was built from the rib on. So there was a construction that took place. There was some thoughtful things that went into the build of a woman. And I'm not talking about the figure build. Stop. She built. No, I ain't talking about it like that. I'm talking about, somebody said she that too. But she was custom built for the man. That they would work together. They would be in harmony. They would be in unity. And the fruit of that is children, right? And it's a blessing to see that happen, to see that come together. And so if we look at Yohanan in the second chapter, the 19th chapter, and let's go to the 25th verse. Hallelujah. In John 19:25, if you got it, say, I got it. Okay. So it says, now there stood by the cross of Yeshua. Again, Yeshua being a great example of the connection that he had with his mother. See, a lot of times we don't really acknowledge that. And it said, now there stood by the cross of Yeshua, his mother. Now, you picture this. Yeshua's on the cross. We just came out of that period of talk when we were talking about resurrection, and we talked about his death and burial and him being crucified. He's on the cross. So check this out. He was beaten down. There was no man beaten like this. This he experienced for you. All of the sins and the weight of the world of man and all of that was put on him. He was beaten and bruised, and you couldn't even recognize who he was. He was unrecognizable. So for somebody to be unrecognizable, that must have been a horrendous beating. But he endured that. So picture this. He's unrecognizable. He's on the cross. And there is his mother. Think about what she must have felt like to see her son mistreated, to see her son bruised and bloody. Some of you mothers, just a paper cut. You going off. Because you don't want to see your child what? Hurt in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But as strong women do, she was there with her son, no matter what the circumstances were. Guess what? Most of his friends had what? Bounced. People forsook him. But guess who was still there for him? His mother. Your mama got your back. And so it says, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Yeshua therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, who was the disciple standing by? Johanan. And it said, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, he is on the cross bearing your sin, bearing your pain and shame. And even in that state, he looks to his mother and he says, behold thy son. And there saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. What was taking place here? He knew that he was getting ready to go. And he was the oldest child. And it was his responsibility to make sure that somebody was taken care of. And who was he trying to make sure who was taken care of? His mother. And he's saying this, woman, behold thy son. John, Johanan, I want you to take care of my mama. Because I'm getting ready to what? Go. And Johanan, that is your mother. And mother, Miriam. Miriam is a Hebrew word for name for Mary. That is your son. Even on the cross, he was making sure that his mother was taken care of. No matter what you children are going through, you need to make sure that your mama is taken care of. Because nobody can replace your mother or your mother figure, the person that helped raise you. So you got to honor. And the beauty is that Yeshua, even in his state, was still honoring his mother. Can we honor our mothers? Can we treat them the way they deserve to be what? Treated? And so when we go here, let's go to Exodus really quickly. So he honored her. And when we think about some of the people in the Bible, in the word that we see, sometimes, I didn't have a real mother. Let me show you. I have something for you. Hallelujah. And so when we look at that, Exodus, the second chapter, and for you Hebrew scholars, smoked. And a part of the, and I wanted to share this with you, a part of the fact that when we're talking about women and we're talking about the Hebrew, meaning ama means the strength and the courage, and I told you it also means a force of nature. And there was one thing that I wanted to point out is that when I said that the woman was built, that Hebrew word is also synonymous. The root word is also synonymous with wisdom and insight. Women were built with a certain insight. A certain, you want to call it intuition, but there are some things that women just connect to and know that men just have no idea what's going on. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You can bring a girl that you're dating to your mama, and your mama can see some stuff that you can't even see. Your mama can tap in to some stuff that you can't tap into. All they got to do is get in their presence, and they'll say, no, that ain't the one. But mama, you don't even know her. I know her kind. Anybody got a mama like that? Your mama know. And so, because I knew my mama knew, I had to put my people through the filter. Because if mama could not agree with what was going on, then it probably was not the right connection. But I took my wife, at the time, my girlfriend, you know, I'm seeing Stephanie Henderson. She said, that's the one. Didn't she say that? She said, that's the one. Brothers, you save your whole self a whole lot of pain if you listen to your mama. Because mother what? Knows. Any mamas know up in here today? You know. And I'm going to be like, what are they talking about? It's that women know the spirit of a woman. Your mama know if she a tricky. Your mama know if she's a gold digger. But your mama also knows when she's good and she's right for you. And you pray that you're taking the counsel from a godly woman. That virtue. Anybody know about that virtuous woman that's spoken of? Okay, so when we go to Exodus, the second chapter, let's go to the first verse. And it says, And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Who are we talking about? Moshe. And everybody knows the story of Moshe. And when she could no longer hide him, why was she hiding him? Because there was a decree that went out that we had to what? Kill all the males. And so why? Because they wanted to make sure that the prophecy was not fulfilled. So they were trying to kill them all. So can you imagine this mother trying to make sure that her baby was what? Taken and protected. So she hid him for 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes. And that means she created like a bassinet, a basket, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags. She did everything she could to protect. She made it so that he would be able to float to safety, right? And it says this, and his sister stood afar off to find out what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. So we got the real mother, Moshe's mama, who was trying to protect him and trying to make sure that he was not killed. And so she sent him down the river. And then who do we see next? We see the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him and said, This is one of the Hebrews' children. So she, being an Egyptian, saw that the baby that was coming down was a Hebrew child. But she had what? Compassion. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman, and she that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto him, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moshe. And she said, "Because I drew him out." So now we have, wasn't the real mother, but she was a mother figure. She was a foster mother. But even in that relationship, she still had love and compassion. So you say, "Well, I don't know my real mama." It's okay. You got some other women in your life that have loved you and have taken care of you, and that has drawn you out of the water. Can we say amen for those women? We got to give credit where credit is due, because true story, there was a mayor and his wife, and they were going to this big giant gala. And so as the mayor was picking up his car with his wife, the wife got into a conversation with the parking attendant. And the parking attendant and the wife was talking. So the mayor is thinking like, "What's up? You know, what? Why is this dude, why is she carrying on a conversation with my wife?" And so as they got in the car, he said, "Well, who was that?" And she said, "It was a guy that I used to date." And so he was like, "Well, ain't you glad you hooked up with me, because I'm the mayor of this city. And, you know, you would have ended up with a parking attendant." And she said, "No, if I had married him, he would be the mayor and you be a parking attendant." What does that suffice it to say? That we are who we are because of what our mothers poured into us, what our wives poured into us, who believed in us when we didn't have nothing. Because a mother, and let's not just say a mother, a woman has the power to make or break you. Amen. So let's thank Yahweh for the women who make us. But that's true. So you got to make sure that we honor these women. We love these women. We take care of what? These women. Because Yahweh has blessed us. Look around this room. Look what Yahweh has blessed us with. Are you blessed? So when I'm thinking about the things that my wife has to do, the way she loves and takes care of my child, and she, our wives be holding it down. Nah, brothers? Dude, nah. You not connected. Your wife be holding it down. A mama be holding it down. I can't do nothing about that right now. Oh. All right. Sorry about that. So this is one day that we honor our mothers. But I'm here to tell you that you can't do it just one day. Every day. And brothers, we're bad with this. We got to love and honor, but we need to speak it. We need to say it. Sons. Yeah, she know I love you. Stop. She knows I love her. Stop. You need to say it. And I love you. It's not when they say, you know, your mother or your wife or whoever may say, I love you. And your response, ditto. I love you. Yeah, me too. You brothers, you get it twisted. You got to speak your love. Well, I should. No, you need to say, Mama, I love you. Baby, I love you. Or whatever. Who said that? She said what? Love, you got to say it. Love is an action. You got to say it. Brothers, if you're sitting next to your significant, say it. I love you. You, you better say it. And just like I said yesterday, when you say praise Yahweh, and you better mean it, when you say I love you, you better mean it. I love you. Because some of y'all didn't respond quick enough when I said that earlier thing. You in trouble today. But we got to say it because Yahweh said it. For Yahweh so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son. A love like that has to be reciprocated. A love like that has to be expressed. A love like that has to be spoken. And so I'm challenging you brothers, you sons, you men, and even you daughters, tell your mothers that you love them every day, as many times as you possibly. You cannot say I love you too much. You can't say it too much. Well, they don't need to hear it all the time. Is there any ladies in the house that need to hear that we love them? Do you need to hear it? Say it. I need to hear. Say it. And they mean that. So brothers, sisters, children, honor your father and your mother, because the Bible says that, and I'm going to say, take you one more space before I leave you. I've got to give this to you. Because this is so important. First Kepha, 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. There's something connected to you honoring. There's something connected to you loving the way you're supposed to love. It's a connection. It's a flow that has to take place for something to happen. And it says, 1 Peter, 1 Kepha. Kepha is the Hebrew name for Peter, the 3rd chapter. You got it? And it said even six verse. You got it? 3:6. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So the husbands are supposed to, what? Honor their wives. Because if you don't, your prayers are going to be hindered. So if you don't honor them, your prayers won't be what? Honored. And it's the same thing, same connection. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be what? Long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So your blessings and your prayers are connected to the measure that you are honoring and respecting your mothers and wives. You want to be blessed? You better start respecting. You better start loving. You better start honoring. And it doesn't stop today. It keeps on going. That little card and them flowers ain't enough. And you got that card at the last minute. You know you went to Walgreens. You tried to pull something together. But aren't they so much more worthy than that, aren't they? And I thank Yahweh for our mothers. My mom's not here. But the mothers of the church, can the mothers of the church stand up, please? The church mothers are mothers, church mothers. Hallelujah. These are my mothers. And we honor them. Love you. They're not my birth mother, but I honor them just the same. So let's love our mothers. Let's continue to thank Yahweh for them. Let's continue to set them up. Let's continue to take care of them. Let's continue to give him praise and honor and glory for the women in our life. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. So I want everybody to stand because I'm going to pray for our women today. I'm going to pray for our mothers. I'm going to pray for them. Hallelujah. And if you got some, if somebody's standing next to you, can we just do this in agreement? Just grab that person's hand next to you. Hallelujah. We want to pray. Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. We thank you and praise you, Father, for the creation that you built in our women, in our mothers. We thank you and praise you, Father Yahweh, for the things that you brought them through to bring us to this point, Father Yahweh. We come with thankful and humble hearts, asking that a special blessing be put on our mothers right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Keep them right now, Father. Provide for them right now. Encourage them right now. Strengthen them right now, Father. Give them wisdom. Give them knowledge. Give them understanding right now in the mighty name of Yeshua, that they'll be able to carry out the task and the assignment that you have given them through their families, through the ones that they have been connected with, the ones that they are trying to raise. And right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we take authority over all spirits and powers that would try to come against our mothers right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. We cast them down. Render them inoperative right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Give our mothers the shalom, the peace that passes all understanding, that you will keep them in good health right now, Father, that you will raise them up right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. As that virtuous woman that you spoke about, Father Yahweh, that you have blessed us with, that her price is far above rubies. We give you the honor and the glory. Keep them right now. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We want our ushers to come one more time.